There's a famous comment from the Mesilas Yesharim regarding tshuva. In Perek Daled, he writes, or he asks, "Misad Shuris Hadin Ein Makom L'tshuva Klal." That working within the system, there is no place for tshuva at all. Shekein Ma'isachet Shanasa Kvar U'asa. He already did the sin. Ve'ech Yichol Acharat Shehiba Machshava La'akor Bin Amatzias Dover U'asa. In other words, so the Mesilas Yesharim asks, how can a Machshava be Oker Amaisa? In other words, you break a window and you say, sorry, the window is not fixed. You got to actually go ahead and fix the window. So how could it be that a machshava, a thought process, could uproot an action? Obviously it can't. So it must be, it's a total chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do tshuva so much, he considers it. He gave us the concept of tshuva, and even a machshava can uproot that. Like he considers a ratzon is like a maisa. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim seems to say, that it's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, well, how do we know if it's a chesed or not? Well, is it a two-way street or a one-way street? In other words, if good thought can uproot bad actions, like the Mesilas Yesharim is saying it is, the question is, what about the other way? Could a machshava ra uproot ma'isim tovim? So if they can, so then it's not a chesed. If it works in both directions, it's not a chesed. That's the way the system works. So in other words, in contrast, we say machshava tova mitzdaref l'maisa, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that if we have good thought, God's mitzdaref l'maisa. But he doesn't say it by a machshava ra, so that's a tremendous chesed. But over here, the problem is, Rav Chanan Wasserman points out in Kobetz Ma'amarim, page Chaf Gimel Chaf Dalid, he says, we have a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Amid Beis, which says that someone to the tzaddik kol yomav umarad ba'achrona ibedes arishonos, he regrets what he did, he loses all his chusim. So what do we see? The Rav Chanan said, we see it works in both directions. Not only can a tshuva b'machshava uproot a maisa ra, but a machshava ra could uproot all the ma'isim tovah. So it's a two-way street, so it's not a chesed. So what in the world does the Mesilas Yesharim mean that tshuva is a chesed? It's not a chesed. It works within the system. So Rav Chanan Wasserman was privileged to have a great Rebbe called the Chafetz Chaim. So it's good to have the Chafetz Chaim around when you have a kasha. So he went to the Chafetz Chaim and pointed out this question: how could the Mesilas Yesharim seems to be going against the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say it's a two-way street, and the Mesilas Yesharim calls it a chesed. So the Chafetz Chaim wanted to answer based on another famous Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma which talks about the koach of tshuva. So the Gemara talks about what is the power of tshuva. So they have different opinions within, I think it's Reish Lakish, but whoever it's in the name of. On one hand, the greatness of tshuva is it gets to level the playing field. You get back to zero. On the other hand, he says, you know how great tshuva is? That your averus becomes zechuyus. Your mistakes become merits. So therefore, which one is it? So the Gemara answers, Gwo kasha, kam b'tshuva meyira, Kamid tshuva meyava. When you do tshuva meyera, you level the playing field, you're back to zero. When you do tshuva meyava, you turn your zechuyos, your averis into zechuyos. So the Chafetz Chaim said that's what the Maseilas Yesharim is referring to. You're right. This leveling the playing field, losing. So we see a machshava tov could uproot bad averes and turn you back to zero. On the reverse, you could do many good things, and a machshava ra, you regret what you did, you could get back to zero, get back to the level playing field. That's not the chesed. That works two ways. You know what the chesed is? That when you take averes and turn them into mitzvahs, so then, b'makam ba'alei tshuva omdim ein tzadikin gemur and yachol lamad, according to the opinion, and therefore that's the chesed. The chesed the Maseilas Yesharim is talking about, that we do a tshuva mi'ava and it can turn averes into zechuyos. That's what the Chafetz Chaim responded. So some people ask a question, they have no clue of an answer. Others ask a question, they want to hear you out, and then they want to suggest their own pshat. So Rav Chanan Wasserman clearly thought about this question for a while, and he wanted to say, I like what you say, Rabbi, Chafetz Chaim, but I want to suggest a different kasha. He wants to base what the Ramchal says based on a different sefer. He wrote to Maseilas Yesharim, he wrote to Derech Hashem. And he wants to, so over there, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lozado, makes a distinction between there's two different parts. There's the action. He wants the machalik between that when a person does something, when you get rewarded, you get rewarded klapei shamayim, the reward and punishment, and in totally separate from that klapei atzmo, the impact on you. So when you do a good deed, you get rewarded in heaven, and the impact on your personality, on your soul, that also you're affected. And you do an avera, you get punished, and it has a terrible impact. So that's what they always say. The someone who is stubborn, the onus is you have to live with yourself. You're being stubborn. A person that didn't take anger management, he always gets angry. You have to live with yourself. So stubborn, angry, all the other midos rolls a person has, that's the biggest onus. So either way, so you have two parts. You have the impact it has on you, and then you have klapei shamayim. So Rav Chanan says, no, that's the pshat. You know what the Maseilas Yesharim is talking about? He's not talking about, right, so reward and punishment. So then maybe if you have a bad thought, so then you marry your Toal Rishona, so maybe you lose your schar. And we see a makshava of tshuva can be okir, the punishment. So you can lose your schar and you lose your onesh. However, what about the impact? Someone who did a Bikur Cholem, Nicham Aveilim, going to the Kvura, helping people out. So besides the reward, he has a tremendous impact on his personality. And similarly, you do a Ma'is Aveira like Pinchas. That's why the Brisi Shalom, that even though he might have been Pasul for the Avoda because he a Kohen Shaharag, the Bracha was that you were an impact. Or as Orach Chaim HaKadosh writes by Aaron Nidachas, that they Nasim Charachim, they got a special bracha, or they say by the Arei Miklat that there are signs on the road to people don't have to stop because the impact it has on your personality. That's why the people who kill are those are the witnesses. So either way, so they point out that that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only do I forgive you regarding reward and punishment, there'll be no punishment, but even those terrible things you might have done that has a terrible impact on your soul, nevertheless, when you do a tshuva, I'll even take that away. And with that, he explains Rav Yochanan, based on is a Medrash Tanchuma, actually coming up Hazinu, this week's parsha, that points out a stira. We know in terms of, it says Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha because of Echad Omer Asher Lo Yisa Panim. So which one, does God play favorites or not? So the Medrash Tanchuma says, so what does it mean, when does he play favorites? Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. It's talking about if you do tshuva, so then that's when he plays favorites. Yisa Hashem Panav, what's Elecha? Only Elecha to us. He only accepts tshuva of a Jew, but not the tshuva of the Goyim, of the Gentiles. So the Medrash seems to say here, tshuva is only accepted, only Jews have the concept of tshuva, and not Jews don't, which is very difficult, because the question is, we know, we read in Mincha Yom Kippur, we read from the book of Yonah, Maftir Yonah, and the story happened in Nineveh, that God accepted the tshuva of the people in Nineveh, and people in Nineveh were not Jewish. So what do you mean, so we don't accept tshuva? We see we do accept tshuva. That's what Rav Yochanan points out, that that's the pshat. Of course you accept tshuva from non-Jews, but that's only regarding the reward and onish. But you're still left with the maisa achrazi you did. But a yid, not only does he accept the tshuva and he doesn't punish him, but he also takes away the impact that Tevru Aveira had on his soul. And that's what it means, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. So that's the yisod, that's Rav Yochanan Watson, and that's the tshuva, that's the chesed of the Mesilas Yesharim, and that's how Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, along those lines, we read in our davening, it says in the Torah, Chibayom Hazeh, I think it's Vayikra Tezayin Lamed, I believe. It says, Kiyom Hazeh Yechaper Alechem Letar Eschem Yichol Katosechem. So we find, and we'll see throughout the davening, it uses the Lashon of Kapara, and it uses a Lashon of Tahara. So what's the difference? Obviously, in the article, it says, atonement versus purification. What does that mean in real life? So that's what we're saying here. So Kapara is klape shamayim. You won't get punished for the sin. But tahara means not only won't you get punished for the sin, but the impact that the sin had you when you go to the mikvah, mikvah Hashem, it turns you into a tar. It takes away all the negative impact. So in fact, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. The Gemara in Yuma says that it's a whole debate whether you need tshuva on Yom Kippur. We assume you do. But Rebbe's opinion is, the tzumel shel yom, Yom Kippur itself is metahir. I mean, Yom Kippur itself is mechaper. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. All Rebbe could say is, tzumel shel yom is mechaper. The most you could do is, okay, so you won't get punished. But tahara, that has to be something from you. You have to do something. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, not only is it a day of kapara, but when we do tshuva, it's also a day of tahara. And that's the pshat that working with. So we have the tshuva of ava, when you turn averis into skriyas. That is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as not having the Roshim. In fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva, he talks about what happens on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. The Rambam writes that someone who is a tzaddik, if you're a tzaddik, so you get your nechtam l'chayim. You get written up for life right away. Let me find it. It's Perek Gimel. I believe Halacha Gimel. Misha Nimsa Tzadik in Hilchos Tshuva. Nechtam L'chaim. Misha Nimsa Rasha Nechtam L'misa. You're written up immediately for death. V'habeinani Tolan Oso Ad Yom HaKippurim. The one in between, he's not a Rasha, not a Tzadik. He has the 10 days of Tshuva to work things out. If he does tshuva, nechtam l'chayim, he gets written up, he gets signed for life, imlav, nechtam l'misa. So number one, the Rambam, I don't know if he has chiddush or not, but not everyone agrees to it. The Rambam writes that a tzaddik gets written up right away. Well, other Rishonim learned that no, even a tzaddik is told, what about the Gemara seems to say, is nechta mechayim, that they say means olam haba, not olam haza. However, you're going to learn the pshat, it's a major machlokas rishonim, whether it's tzaddik gets written up lechayim right away. In fact, that's the machlokas in the minhagim, how you greet someone on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Do you just say, Roshana tova tikasim, you get written up? Or you say, tikasim v'techasim, you say you got written up and sealed, so... According to the Rambam, you say he got written and sealed. But others who say that even the tzaddik's tova on Dan Yom Kippur, and you only say nechtav and not nechtam. So either way, that's a different minhagim. But what does he say? He says, okay, but let's say you're not a Rashi, you're not a tzaddik, so you wait until Yom Kippur. Then we see if you do tshuva during Esaret Shemay Tshuva, you get written up. If you don't do tshuva, you get written to death. So the question is, what happens it's mashma, if I didn't do tshuva, it all depends on tshuva, no tshuva. Why? If we go with the Beinoni, that say he has 100 aveiros, 100 mitzvahs, so what happens if I do another mitzvah? I do bikar cholim. I go learn some more Torah. I do Nicham Aveh, and whatever. You can find many mitzvahs you could do. So why is the Rambam so caught up on tshuva? I mean, it's nice to do tshuva, but why does he make it sound, this is it? Even if you did other mitzvahs to tilt the scale, that doesn't work. Only tshuva works. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So there are many answers to the Rambam. There's a famous answer some point out that it's true, we have a mitzvah of tshuva all year round. But all year round, you know, we could go ahead, we could go to God's waiting, and we could come and go to him any time. But Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Dir She'ar Hashem Yimatzu, God comes down to us. So if God comes down to us, and we don't do tshuva, so then that's very severe, like the Gemara Numa with Rebbe. Someone never asked Rebbe for mechila. Rebbe never thought someone would be so stubborn. He went into the butcher shop, the guy didn't ask for mechila, and the guy was killed. In other words, you have such an opportunity now, so by not doing tshuva, that tilts the scale, and therefore, that's what the Rambam's saying. Or others point out that no, Dafka says tshuva, because Rav Aaron Cutler, because any mitzvah you do is going to count to 5780. The only thing that could retroactively change anything is tshuva. And therefore, and in fact, that's the major debate, also different minhagim, that Vilna Gaon Shita was, let's say, question is, should you do Kiddush Lavana now between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So the Vilna Gaon Shita is Chaparain. Do as many mitzvahs as possible. You go ahead. And why not? You add another mitzvah to the list. And that's, I think, that was the minhag of Rav David Lipschitz, the Suvaka Rav, LYU. Others, many others have the minhag, as this Torah brings down. I think they say the minhag is to wait until after Yom Kippur when you could do it B'Simcha or B'Ravchas. So that's the, so clearly according to the Rambam, according to this pshat in the Rambam, Kiddush Lavana is not going to help you. I mean, of course it will help you, but won't help you in terms of the shikl. So therefore they point out, Every other mitzvah is only mikan lahaba. For the future, tshuva is the only one that can change. That's the effort the Rambam focuses on tshuva. Going to the first answer, it's mashma that maybe if you do enough other mitzvahs, maybe even if you didn't do tshuva. But here it says why only tshuva will help. And another pshat from Rav Huttner is that no, it's not a matter of 50, you have 100 on each side, let's get one more to tilt it over. It's not a quantity game. It's a hero tshuva. It's showing God you're heading in the right direction. That a person could be on the 10th rung, but if you're heading down, you're heading in the wrong direction. You could be on the second rung, but if you're going up to 3, you're on a higher level than someone going from 10 to 8, even though right now you might be higher. And that's what with the captain on the ship, the first thing, if you're going 400 miles east instead of 400 miles west, you're a long way off, but the first thing you got to do is turn the ship around. Once you turn the ship around, it's all, you want to show God that this defines you. It's the tshuva is the definition of who you are, where I'm heading. A person is where his mind is. And that's why there's the famous Shem Yishmol, quotes the Avnei Nezer, the Gemara, I believe, in Erevin, or in Shabbos, probably Erevin, about Tchum Shabbos, that you have 2,000 Amas. So there's halacha that if you are in one place, but you think about you'd be in another area, even though you could be under 2,000 amas away, even though you're still a long way, we consider you right there in terms of adding to the tachum. Or as we do, as the minute are on Yom Kippur, we say, Baruch Shein Kavo Machuso, out loud, well, right after Kol Nidri Meirav. And we even do it, the truth is, at the end, by the Ne'ilah time at the end. But when it comes to Meirav, we say Baruch Shein Kavod Malchuso silently. The question is, why are we doing Baruch Shein Kavod out loud? Because we're like angels. So let me ask you, are we more like angels in the beginning of Yom Kippur or at the end of Yom Kippur? In the beginning of Yom Kippur, we just ate. We just stuffed ourselves with chicken stew, matzah ball, kneidlach, whatever you eat. At the end of Yom Kippur, I fasted for 25 hours. But the Nekudah is, you are where your mind is. So right now, when I'm beginning, even though I just ate, but my mind's going to be on Shuvah for the next 25 hours. So right now, I'm like a Malach. Even though I might have fasted for 25 hours, but now my mind's on food. I'm going to break it on the pizza, on the pasta, on the salad, the bagel and lox. So I'm ready where my mind is, and therefore we don't say Baruch Shein Kavo Malchuso. That's the Yisod. So we have the Yisod of Tshuva, the Mesilas Yesharim. It's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either like the Chofetz Chaim, the chesed is you turn Averis into mitzvahs. But Malkam Bali Tshuva only into the Yochalamo. Or like Rav Chanan, not only do we get forgiven we don't get punished, but even the terrible impact it has on our soul, that's also taken away. And that's why Yisrael Shampanav Elecha, for non-Jews, they could get forgiven for their sins, like Ninveh. But only for the Yidden do you get that special koach of not having the impact. And that's why, so by a Yidden, you even get it there. And that's the Rav Salavechik, so that's the difference between Kapara, you get atonement, Klapei Shamayim, but Tahara, we shuv for on Yom Kippur, that we are not impacted as well. And that's the Yisod here of the Rambam when he says, Rabbeinu Yitoen Oso Ad Yom HaKippurim, Imasa Tshuva Nechtam L'chayim V'imlav Nechtam L'misa, like Rav Hudna is pointing out, is that teaches you up here. Imasa Tshuva, it's not a matter of counting the mitzvahs or averis, it's just showing God, I'm turning the ship around, I'm changing. And therefore, if that's the case, so you nechtam l'chayim, v'mlav nechtam l'misa, we should be zochen this year to be zochen not only as Yom Kippur to be a day of kapara, but as a day of tahara as well.